We have a power versus force study group in the San Fernando Valley. We seem to have a problem with kinesiology getting different answers to the same statements. What are we doing wrong?
Yes. So we'll review the basics of kinesiology, because that comes up all the time. I'm sorry I ever wrote about it. First of all, it's only available to 20% of the population. Personal consciousness has to be over 200. So the person's own level of consciousness has to be integrous. That eliminates 78% of the people on the planet right there. 10% of the people, for some karmic reason, have some kind of a, due to some difference in their chi, their energy balance, their basic energy balance, 10% of the people can't do it anyway. And then we notice that a lot of times husbands and wives have difficulty in getting answers, and maybe their auras get intermingled or something or other. Anyway, so first of all, people have to be integrous. The intention of the question has to be integrous, and this is where the difficulty arises. You have to have no vested interest in the answer that you're getting. So, you see, when we talk about surrender to the truth, commitment to the truth then, the pathway of non-duality, is you're committed to the truth for its own sake, because truth is an expression of divinity. Truth is divinity expressed in a form comprehensible by man. Because truth stands present as the source of one's existence at all times, but is not knowable by man because he pays no attention to it. All right, so the truth then has to be what you're devoted to. So the chips fall wherever they fall. Now that willingness to surrender any vested interest in the answer is where people have difficulty. They want you to calibrate their favorite guru and tell you that he's the savior of mankind. Huh? And I get favorite gurus who are the avatars that are saving mankind every week by the dozen. And they always calibrate about 289 or something. They're sweet, adorable people. So we make them what we want them to be. We project that onto them. On a certain level, we're seeing truth because it is true that love itself is the salvation of mankind. So very often the worshiper is of a higher consciousness than the supposed avatar, and what's happening is they're projecting their unconditional lovingness and thinking that Mother blah blah something is going to save mankind. It's their heart they're projecting onto that person and seeing them as the great savior. So their naivete is touching. And when they send me, what does she calibrate on? I really don't know how to answer it, because I know they think that she's going to be 800. And I know it's 284, which is the same as a bartender. I mean, I was a kindly bartender. I was a cab driver. I've done everything, you know. The guy, he's breaking up there, was sobbing. His wife has left him. I tell him, Jesus, man, there's another one coming down. We tend to project onto people what we want them to be. So you got to be willing to surrender your pet positions, and that's why I don't like political positions coming up in public, you see, because I know what these various things calibrate. Don't forget, I've calibrated them 100 times. I know where every single person on the political scene is. I can tell you what their consciousness level is, and I can see what their intention is and the payoff, and I can also see them, that which is in the unseen that's running their heads. And I don't want to disillusion people that Punky O'Toole will not save the party. You know what I'm saying? Will not save the country. So our dedication to truth then has to be that I want to know the truth because I want to know the truth. And then you get honest answers. To have no vested interest. Now the technique itself, as I told you, the energy is quick. So we don't want any background music playing 700, music that calibrates 700 in the back would throw everything off. You want peace and quiet, and you don't want to have distractions. Now this is not a time for affection either. She's a patient, I'm the doctor. We're clinical with each other. We're clinical. It's detached, you understand? We're just asking an objective fact. Like, we want to know the voltage on this battery. Then I press down with only, this is only a couple ounces of pressure I'm pushing down. I'm not, like, trying to break her arm down. See, certain parts of the world we've been, they were all, like, into mesomorphism, you know? Like, they were all muscle. And you're pushing down, the guy's like, this is not a test of strength, folks. This is only... you're trying to get how much resistance is there to about that much pressure. So as I press down, she resists to the same degree I am pressing down. Okay, the person I'm holding in mind is over 200 resist. Okay. The person I'm holding in mind now is over 200 resist. Okay. So you see, it's only a couple of ounces, and the energy is rapid. It's that fast. So when I ask a question, okay, what I'm holding in now is integrous resist. I'm asking it within a couple of seconds. I'm not going to wait 5 minutes and come back, and by that time she's gone down. Now, sometimes you'll get different answers than what you expected. That's something different. When you're calibrating numbers or you're calibrating yes and no, the simplest thing is simple yes and no. As I said, we found out it's not yes and no, it's yes or not yes. And today we didn't get into quantum mechanics, but there's the mathematics of advanced theoretical physics and eventually quantum mechanics takes you into the fact that the nature can only say yes, it cannot say no. It says yes or not yes, and this is in concordant with quantum mechanics, the Heisenberg principle as interpreted by process one and process two. You find the only answer you can get is either yes or a not yes. You cannot get a no out of the universe. The universe doesn't know no. Doesn't know no. When you ask the question the second time, you think you're asking the same question, you're not. Because when you've asked the question, according to the Heisenberg principle of quantum mechanics, you've already changed the reality. It's not the same reality. The fact that you've already asked it has already changed the potentiality. In fact, the more yeses you get, the more yes becomes fixated. It has a name. Exhilarated yesing things tends to make them consistently yes. I knew you were dying of curiosity about quantum mechanics, so I thought I'd bring that up. The application of the Heisenberg principle is that once you've asked the question, you've already changed the potentiality. Why? Because you've discharged the potentiality, you've collapsed the wave, yes. Because of the Dirac equation, you've collapsed the wave, you know. And now you're stuck with what is a new reality. Now, observation again. All right, also the question may be more complex. We recently did some research for somebody, and in the beginning it sounded sort of simple. You know, would this be good for that, or would this be good for that? And we started getting ambiguous answers. Then we got that, this is far more complicated than just asking numbers, or yes or no. Because when you say, you know, this is good for this, you got to define what you mean by good. Good person, good potential. Then we got into, is this person karmically equipped to handle this thing at this point? Is there karmically destined to be able to handle it? Then we were asking questions about something that is in a process. So then we had to say, is this person good at this time, or would they be concordant with the direction in which this process is going? You see what I'm saying? Is this a good coach for this team? Well, but this team is just adding two new strong members from a whole different coaching background. And in view of that, this coach, is he still going to be the best coach? Well, he may not be, because these two guys coming in from a different coaching background are not going to jive with this coach. So you see how complex it is. All right, so instead of a simple yes or no, very often what you get into is a whole research session. And I'm thinking of the one that we just did yesterday. It would really take a good part of a day, a good part of an afternoon, which you would seriously track down, because you're dealing with algorithms in a way, algorithms, and variables and potentialities. So under what conditions, you see? As we said on the whiteboard, the truth cannot be defined unless you define the context. So the truth of yes or no would be then under what conditions? Under what conditions? Uh-huh. That's why I like situational ethics, because what is ethical in one situation is not ethical in another. And I know there are religious disciplines that poo-poo situational ethics. You have the right to be wrong. Even those who say it don't believe it. And, you know, paragraph down, you'll see they're already applying situational ethics to their own statement.